This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Harvey refocuses on Houston. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, Tuesday, August 29. Glad you're with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Southeast Texas already struggling from the catastrophic rains and floods from Tropical Storm Harvey is preparing for another hit.
North Korea has test-fired a missile over Japan, sending residents scrambling for shelter after a warning from Tokyo.
Two people are dead and four others have been wounded after a shooting inside a library in a small New Mexico town.
And the myth that persists about when to book the least expensive flight.
Most people still think that Tuesday is this magic day for buying plane tickets on the cheap. The overwhelming winner for people thinking when to buy tickets, they say, oh, buy on Tuesday. That's the big secret. That's when you're going to save money. But there are just multiple data sets now that show that Tuesday is really not some magic day to book flights if you want deals.
Katie Hill at moneyish.com will bust a travel myth in about 20 minutes. It's like the uninvited guest who just won't leave. Tropical Storm Harvey is still around. More than three full days after making landfall as a hurricane, Houston will be taking on more water in the coming days. As many as nine deaths are now blamed on the storm. Rescue operations are still underway. Mayor Sylvester Turner said Houston police have rescued more than 3,000 people so far. One of them was Aisha Nelson, who spent 2 days in a flooded home.
Today, that water was coming up so fast, my life flashed before my eyes. I wouldn't wish this on nobody.
Houston's two major airports, its biggest public school systems, its port, and nearly all of its major employers were closed as its freeways and major roads remain nearly unnavigable due to high waters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a reality that we have to come to grips with, and that is we are just beginning the process of responding to the storm.
Harvey was on track to make landfall again east of Houston late today or tomorrow with possibly another 20 inches of rain. President Trump is promising a swift federal aid package to Texas and Louisiana as the two states seek to recover from Hurricane Harvey.
We are one American family. We hurt together. We struggle together. And believe me, we endure together. We are one family.
The president and his wife are scheduled to visit Texas today. Mr. Trump said he expects to return to the state Saturday and make a stop as well in Louisiana, which could also experience massive flooding from Harvey.
Protecting the lives of our people is my highest priority. Every asset at my command is at the disposal of local officials.
Mr. Trump suggested that his recent feuding with Congress would not be a factor in crafting a relief package. He also played down concerns that recovery efforts could be hampered if he follows through with the threat to allow a partial government shutdown next month if Congress does not provide money he wants for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Later, the president reiterated his position that Mexico should ultimately pay for that border wall. Well, how will the federal government help Southeast Texas? We're joined now by Congressman Ted Poe, whose district includes part of Houston. Congressman, what's your assessment at this point?
Well, we are wanting to make sure that we get everybody that needs to be rescued, and evaluate the damage. There's going to be a lot of property damage. There already is a lot of property damage. The wind and the rain and the floods are still going through the area. After that clears, then we want to do everything we can to help people get their lives back together, including on the local level. Then in the federal assistance down the road will be a part of that program.
All right. So have you heard anything about damage estimates or costs at this point?
No, the costs are all over the map, so to speak. No one really knows until the flood subside, how much damage. But it's going to be a lot. It's a vast area of the Houston area that has received water damage, and we don't know the cost yet, but it's going to be a lot. It's a number that I probably can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
So it's devastating. It covers more than just the Houston area. It goes to the nearby counties on both the south side and the northeast side as well, all the way down to Corpus Christi, yeah, and then all the way to the Louisiana border. And it will be a lot of people, a lot of property damage will be included.
What kind of calls is your office getting?
We're getting everything from people who are on the roof wanting somebody to come get them to what do they do with their pets. We're getting all kinds of calls, but most people are dealing with that. One thing that's very heartwarming is other people are helping neighbors and our people, and using their bass boats and helping each other get out of harm's way. We've got law enforcement. All the agencies are involved, federal, state, and local. Even the nearby town of Dayton, we had the police escorting a herd of cattle down Main Street to get them from a wet pasture to a dry pasture. So everybody is working together to just get things back to normal.
Boy. Assuming this is going to cost tens of billions and the federal government's going to have to foot some of that bill, how's that going to happen in Congress?
There'll be an appropriations bill specific for the devastation for Hurricane Harvey. Probably a supplemental appropriations bill for Hurricane Harvey relief. That's the way it normally happens, and that package will probably start out of the House of Representatives as a appropriations bill. How much that's going to be, we don't know, and what's going to be in it, we don't know as well. There's going to be, of course, you have insurance. People will apply for their insurance. If they have federal flood insurance, that will be involved as well, and there'll be some FEMA funds available as well. The FEMA director said that the recovery for Houston. FEMA is going to be in the Houston area for 2 years, trying to evaluate all the damage and make appropriate recommendations on reimbursements where necessary.
Mm. We're speaking with Texas Congressman Ted Poe. His district covers part of Houston, talking about what Congress might do to help Southeast Texas. If Congress, or I should say when Congress, is asked to pony up some money, are you in the camp that believes that money should be offset from somewhere else in the budget?
As a general rule, I am. I believe that, and so I agree with that. We need, and the way I'm always thinking we should do that is we offset it by cutting spending somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Certainly not raising taxes that cut spending in a different program, programs.
What kind of atmosphere might you face over something like that?
Congress has always been reluctant, it seems like, to cut spending in some places, but that's just part of the process. We have to make the case. Disaster relief is something that I think that the federal government has a role in. Not the only agency that has a role has a role in helping people get some recovery, and we will face those who don't believe in that.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
You get the sense that this could be a setback to other legislative priorities, like maybe the tax overhaul or something?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think the tax changes, reform, I don't like that word, but that's what it needs to be. I don't think that it will interfere with this recovery process and funding recovery of Hurricane Harvey. Those are two different really entities that don't, that one doesn't eliminate the other, in my opinion.
Thanks, Congressman. It's Congressman Ted Poe from Southeast Texas. 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username at This Morning Show. If you like some cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter at Gordon Deal. If you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites. Visit Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big-name hotels you want. You can buy them separately or bundle them. See, the more you bundle, the more you save, the bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com. Every time you buy a business travel package using Upside, you'll get the VIP treatment while still paying low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, you'll keep your airline miles too. Upside's the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use the promo code DEAL, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code DEAL to get a $100 gift card free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. Upside.com and the code DEAL. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. We're coming to you today from the Dell Studios. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Tech Advisor. North Korea is at it again, this time launching a ballistic missile over Japan, the latest in a string of direct provocations. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
It's the first missile Pyongyang has fired over Japan's main islands in 8 years. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the launch an unprecedented, grave, and serious threat. A Japanese government spokesman said the missile passed over northern Japan and landed in the Pacific Ocean. It traveled nearly 1,700 miles in 14 minutes and reached a maximum altitude of 342 miles. While the missile was still in the air, Japanese authorities warned residents in northern areas to seek refuge. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. The launch came 3 days after North Korea attempted to fire three missiles off its east coast, at least one of which appeared to fail. Meanwhile, as North Korea has steadily extended the range and capabilities of its missiles, the Wall Street Journal says experts remain divided on whether Pyongyang can shrink a nuclear device to fit on the tip of a missile. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, crews overwhelmed by thousands of rescue calls during one of the heaviest downpours in U.S. history have had little time to search for potential victims. But officials acknowledge the grim reality that fatalities linked to Harvey could soar once the devastating floodwaters recede. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our number one goal from Corpus Christi all the way to east of Houston is still protecting and preserving life and rescuing every person that we can find.
President Trump will visit the area today, confronting the political risks and potential gains that come with leading the federal government's response to a deadly and destructive natural disaster.
We will get through this. We will come out stronger. And believe me, we will be bigger, better, stronger than ever before.
The yet-to-be-determined scope of the damage appears likely to require a years-long federal project. A shooting inside a public library that killed two women and wounded four has deeply shaken an eastern New Mexico community. The gunman surrendered after the shooting yesterday at the Clovis Carver Public Library. Clovis Police Chief Douglas Ford.
The shooter is in custody, and we are finishing up the warrants. And he will be taken from there once we have all the warrants signed.
Police have not identified the shooter, who is believed to be a teen. Transgender soldiers, sailors, airmen, and other members of the military, along with others who want to enlist, have sued President Trump, hoping the federal courts will stop him from preventing their service. One federal lawsuit was filed in Baltimore by the ACLU. Another was filed in Seattle by Lambda Legal, the Human Rights Campaign, and the Gender Justice League. The entertainment and sports worlds are banding together to help victims of Hurricane Harvey. Comedian Kevin Hart, who has donated $25,000 to the American Red Cross, is asking some of his other celebrity pals, such as Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, and Jerry Seinfeld, to pitch in. Houston Texans star J.J. Watt is aiming to raise $1.5 million on YouCaring.com, while teams including the Cowboys and Patriots have pledged millions, and country star Chris Young has launched an online fundraiser for the Red Cross and has donated $100,000 to it.
Newsworthy use of your celebrity.
There you go.
Very good. Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Omaha Steaks offers a huge variety from premium steaks to skillet meals. This summer, I've enjoyed grilling them at barbecues. They also make the perfect business gift. Their gifts offer unique home cooking experiences from a trusted brand known for quality. Right now, you can experience for yourself what makes these business gifts so unique with an exclusive offer. Order the perfect business gift to try the Omaha Steaks gift experience for yourself, or send it as a gift. The perfect business gift includes four bacon-wrapped tri-tip steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 gourmet franks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus free shipping and 4 caramel apple tartlets. This exclusive package is only $59.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type deal in the search bar, and choose the perfect business gift. Again, omahasteaks.com. Enter the code DEAL in the search bar to send or experience this exclusive gift package for only $59.99. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. It's time now for a travel update, and it's brought to you by Lexington Hotels. After a day of adventure, retreat to an inviting room at Lexington and Red Lion Hotels. Join Hello Rewards to earn free nights and get perks during every stay. If you still think booking your flight on a Tuesday gets you the cheapest flight, you might be so out of touch that you still use Ask Jeeves to conduct online searches. More from Katie Hill at moneyish.com. Katie, what's up here?
Most people still think that Tuesday is this magic day for buying plane tickets on the cheap. This is a big survey coming out of Priceline, and they said the overwhelming winner for people thinking when to buy tickets, they say, oh, buy on Tuesday. That's the big secret. That's when you're going to save money. But there are just multiple data sets now that show that Tuesday is really not some magic day to book flights if you want deals. One analysis by Cheap Air, which, by the way, looked at 921 million flights, found that you're as likely to find deals on Tuesday as you are on any other day of the week. Another one by Hopper found that Tuesday was only the cheapest for about 1.6% of domestic routes. So, look, there's really not rules anymore on the days of the week that are going to be the best. You can't just say Tuesday is going to be the best day of the week. But it's literally, to me, the flight myth that just won't die. I mean, I see it everywhere. And then this survey just confirmed it. People are saying, yeah, I do it on Tuesday. Of course, that's when it's the cheapest. But the myth just will not stop. And it is, in fact, a myth.
Is it the price comparison tools that have really changed all that?
Yeah, I mean, everything's done by a logarithm now, right? So the computers are just changing fares as much as they can and all the time. And so these old, like, standbys, you know, we release sales on Tuesday kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, that's just, those were in the old days. Yep. And now computers are doing all of this. They're fast, they're quick, they see what people are looking for, they change the fares accordingly, right? So this whole idea that you can outsmart it by booking on Tuesday just isn't really right.
All right, so kind of bring this back then for maybe folks who haven't booked in a while and have the big trip coming up. What are the basics in terms of finding the best deal?
Okay, look, so yeah, I mean, and they're really simple. I'll say this. You got to book in advance. Usually the sweet spot here, 3 weeks to 3.5 months ahead of time. It kind of depends a little bit. But yeah, I mean, generally 3 weeks to 3.5 months ahead of time. You don't want to do a ton more than that, or you might pay more. Like, you don't want to do 4, 5, 6 months, you might pay more, but you don't want to do it 3 weeks or less, right? Like, so go 3 weeks, 3.5 months. And I mean, the other thing is you got to look on multiple searching engines. You know, you can use Google Flights and Kayak. I mean, there's a million of them, right? But those, search on multiple places, do it in advance. I also like this site. If you have flexibility in when you're going to go somewhere, you're thinking, yeah, I'll take a vacation next year. I don't know if you've ever used Hopper, but I really like it. It tells you when is a good time for travel deals to your certain place, say if you want to go to the Bahamas or California or whatever. It'll tell you when you're likely to find deals. So combining those three things, it's really simple, doesn't take that long, and can save you a pretty good amount of money.
Thanks, Katie. That's Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, @GordonDeal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys for your dog from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find. Each monthly box is themed like Country Fair or Brooklyn Hipster and packed with new and unique toys that continue to keep dogs engaged, interested, and happy. Every month, BarkBox paw picks the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs, including allergies and heavy chewer preferences. If your dog does not like something in the box, they'll even send you something they'll love for free. Because BarkBox is all about dog happiness. Free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. My dogs Lola and Daisy are going to love it when the treats and toys show up at the door. It'll keep them happy, and it's convenient for me. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/Gordon when you subscribe to a 6 or 12-month plan. That's BarkBox.com/Gordon to get a free month when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. Make your dog happy. BarkBox.com/Gordon.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. ThisMorning@CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday, August 29. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Tropical Storm Harvey expected to hit the Houston area again. At least 9 deaths are now blamed on the storm. Trump promises aid will visit the area today. North Korea launches a missile over Japan. Deadly shooting at a New Mexico library. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, now the highest paid NFL player. New deal for 5 years, $135 million. And as many as 3 million people may have watched the Mayweather-McGregor fight on live streaming devices. Simple as someone holding up their smartphone to the TV while on Facebook Live. Disappointing for pay-per-view. But what will Hurricane Harvey, now Tropical Storm Harvey, mean for our oil and gas prices? We're joined now by Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service. Tom, I've heard the price of the pump will skyrocket. I've also heard there will be only a moderate increase. How do you see it?
Well, I'm in that temperate camp, that modest camp. We've seen the wholesale prices go up by anywhere from 10 to 25 cents since last Monday. The larger increases have been at the U.S. Gulf Coast, which supplies the Southeast and some of the Northeast and a little bit of the Midwest. And in those cases, maybe prices could go up 20 to 25 cents. But put it in perspective, you know, we're talking about 236 is the average number. So we go above 250. We paid well above $3.50 on Labor Day in 2011, 12, 13, and 14. Mm-hmm. So not that bad. Not apocalyptic. And don't cancel that boat that you've ordered.
So the outages at refineries in the Gulf, is that the issue here? Like, explain how that works.
Well, the issue is that we always operate on just-in-time inventory. And just-in-time inventory is fine unless you have refinery downtime, particularly refinery damage. Then it can become just intolerable. Now, the refinery downtime that we've suffered so far, mostly in Corpus Christi but now in Houston, has been thanks to precautionary shutdowns. You don't want to be operating a refinery during a storm or during a power outage or during potential flooding. So everything has been shut down precautionary. We're getting maybe a vague report here of possible damage at one or two plants, but nothing like Katrina, where 6 or 7 refineries were rendered useless for probably about 5 or 6 months.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
I think, you know, this too shall pass, and hopefully it'll pass along with the rest of the rain by the weekend.
So if we see, I don't want to say spikes, but if gas prices, for example, rise, how long might they be expected to stay at those new higher levels?
Well, if not for refinery downtime, you know, it's always an easy prediction. Prices drop from September through December. I still think that's true, but perhaps prices will stay about where they get to this week for the first part of September. In the middle of September, we can get more offshore product. We can make gasoline easier because of changing specifications. It becomes winter or autumn gasoline instead of summer, and there's lots of cheap hydrocarbons that you can pack in there. So I think we're going to be okay. I mean, you're going to see boarded up stations and lines and so forth in the places where there's floods and you haven't had trucks moving and you don't have electricity to pump the gasoline. But that's a head fake. There's plenty of gasoline and indeed plenty of oil, just a gluttonous amount of crude oil in North America.
We're speaking with Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service in New Jersey. We're talking about what Harvey could do to our oil and gas prices. At this point, do guys like yourself and those in charge of refineries and setting prices know all they need to know about Harvey damage?
I would say no, because I don't recall in my lifetime where I've ever seen a forecast for between 30 and 60 inches of rain. Mm-hmm. And we've been tossing that around here, and so far, again, we haven't heard of any damage in Houston, Pasadena, Beaumont, Baytown, and those places. But I'm not sure there's a template for what to deal with for 45 or 60 inches of rain. You have to go back to the Epic of Gilgamesh for that. So, you know, I think there'll be some caution, but it looks as though refiners are taking the right measure, and they'd love to get back up and running because, you know, they can sell gasoline for $30 more than the cost of crude, and that's a real nice margin.
So what will we be looking for in the coming days or perhaps weeks?
You know, I think we end the driving season, which ends a week from today, with a little bit of a pop, kind of like a fireworks finale here. And, you know, I don't call it a price spike unless it's in the 50 and 75 cent range. So I think you might see 10 to 25 cents in some places. But I think that's about it. The best that gas prices can do after that is hold on and suffer through slow attrition. Crude oil is going to be cheap for the rest of the year, and I believe into 2018 and 2019. So in the medium and the long term, we are still going to be the beneficiaries of cheap fuel.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service in New Jersey. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, we know there are untold number of hazards facing the folks who are flooded out in Texas right now, but you can add this one to the list. Alligators in the backyard. Arlene Kelsch of Missouri City said the inside of her house, thankfully, has managed to stay dry amid the flooding from Harvey, but her yard is under several feet of water. Arlene posted a video to Facebook showing an alligator swimming in her yard, and she panned the camera to show the gator had been joined by a second reptile, a friend. The video shows how the floodwaters rose above a section of her fence, allowing the alligators to swim into the pond that used to be in her backyard. She says alligators aren't the only wild animals wandering the streets and backyards in the flood. Snakes are also becoming a problem. On Monday afternoon, Arlene left her house due to a mandatory evacuation in the area. The last time she checked, the gators were nowhere in sight, but if they return, she says she'll be ready, joking that she has a turkey burger in the fridge that she's prepared to throw out to help lead them back into the lake from which they came.
Oof.
Yeah, so she's nearby a lake where these gators would normally live,
yeah.
And now everything's a lake, so right. They're just kind of floating around everywhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A couple of gators in your backyard, snakes.
Snakes, oh,
yeah.
Boy.
If I got separated from my wife,
yeah.
You know, when there are alligators between us,
yeah.
And snakes, I'd be like, come on, honey, swim. You can make it. She'd say, you could get out here with a rope.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the water with snakes.
I'll meet you at the end of the street.
Water moccasins.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. And this is one of those things that's hard to condone, but you still feel like you have to give the guy an A for effort. The Huffington Post says a British bartender became the toast of bargain-hungry fight fans for posing as a Floyd Mayweather bodyguard to grab a third-row seat Saturday at the Big Bout. Situated near the likes of Mike Tyson and LeBron James, Oliver Regis posted selfies with numerous celebrities and appeared to have a grand old time. Later on Instagram, he posted the collection of celebrity selfies he'd taken, 10 of them with famous names like Jamie Foxx, Dana White, Demi Lovato, Chris Hemsworth, and P. Diddy. Oliver had purchased a $2,600 ticket but was disappointed to discover that he was up in the nosebleed seats at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. He says he followed Mayweather's security detail as if he belonged with them, and arena personnel did not scan his ticket. So, he took an empty seat in the third row. Some seats near the ring sold on ticket sites for $25,000 apiece, so Oliver scored himself quite the upgrade.
That's unbelievable.
Now, you can only pull that off, because I saw a picture of this guy.
He's
could only pull
big,
this off.
Right?
If he's with the group. No, because he's not big at all.
Oh.
So he had to basically hide probably amongst the rest of the security detail, because if he just walked up to a security guard and said, hey, I'm a Mayweather security
yeah.
guy, they would have been like, no.
Right.
Because he took pictures with these celebrities, and they all tower over him. Like
really?
Every single, you know, Jamie Foxx towers over him by, like, it looks like 6 inches. So he's not a big guy at all. So we'd have had to really blend into that crowd to make this work.
Wow. I thought you were going to say, not only was he big, but he was wearing a dark suit and sunglasses.
Yeah, he was
with an earpiece or
yeah,
something like that.
He was wearing a dark suit, but again, he really didn't look like any kind of bodyguard that you would normally see in these
wow.
kind of situations.
How about $2,600 for a nosebleed seat?
Yeah, I know, right?
So the question becomes really what he has is $2,600 worth of really good selfies.
Right.
Right, because he scored a seat for $25,000 for nothing.
Yep.
Or for $2,600. Wow, yeah, great story.
Not a bad deal.
Right, but as you said, not one we necessarily condone.
No, of course not.
No. But a tip of the cap to the guy.
Nice work, guy.
13 minutes in front of the hour. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Thanks for being with us. In an effort to avoid some of the mistakes made in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina 12 years ago, animal safety advocates have joined forces to clear shelters in the Houston area and beyond for animals displaced by Hurricane Harvey. The national effort involves flying homeless dogs and cats who already populated Texas shelters to facilities in other parts of the country. Those animals will go up for adoption in their new area, while Texas shelters make room for pets who might wind up lost or abandoned in the wake of the hurricane and floods. The Humane Society of Texas yesterday was preparing to send about 100 dogs from a shelter in San Antonio to another location in the Northeast. Wings of Rescue out of Livermore, California, which owns a cargo plane, flew 108 cats and dogs out of Louisiana shelters. Today, the plan is to fly animals from San Antonio to Morristown, New Jersey, and tomorrow from San Antonio to Oregon and to Washington. Another flight was planned from Lafayette, Louisiana to Colorado Springs, Colorado. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, emergency officials in Houston continue to field calls from flood-stranded Texans. Thousands have been rescued so far, and many are still waiting to be picked up. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says emergency workers are doing everything possible to help people who are trapped.
We've got kids, babies, we got all the way up to senior citizens, and they are needing everything.
This woman arrived at an evacuation center after 2 days in a flooded home.
Material things can be replaced. My life can't. But those people that helped me out, I can't thank them enough. I am so grateful.
More than 3,000 people have been rescued so far, with others still waiting. Meteorologists say another 10 to 20 inches of rain could hit parts of the upper Texas coast and southwestern Louisiana. North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan's northern Hokkaido Island into the sea early today, prompting warnings to residents to take cover and drawing a sharp reaction from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. North Korea has conducted dozens of ballistic missile tests, but firing projectiles over mainland Japan is rare. Abe called it a serious and grave threat to his nation. President Trump defended his decision to pardon former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, calling him a patriot. He was questioned about the timing of his announcement.
In the middle of a hurricane, even though it was a Friday evening, I assumed the ratings would be far higher than they would be normally. You know, the hurricane was just starting.
Trump called Arpaio a great veteran of the military and a great law enforcement person, and suggested that his predecessors granted clemency to people who were undeserving. Arpaio had been convicted of violating a 2011 federal court order to stop immigration raids and faced up to 6 months in jail. And HBO's Game of Thrones is a ratings juggernaut, but the numbers don't quite tell the whole story about how popular it is. Nielsen says the season 7 finale of the show drew 12.1 million viewers, an all-time high for the popular fantasy drama. But if you add in the people who caught the episode on streaming channels, the audience actually totaled 16 million.
I caught one episode of that.
I guess you didn't stick with
it. Well, I was visiting my parents. My mom likes to watch it, so she had one.
Really?
She said, I insist you watch this.
Your mom.
I was like, okay. I thought it was all right. I might have to watch more episodes to get a better feel for it.
Yeah, right.
6 minutes now in front of the hour. Amid the devastation in southeast Texas are heartwarming stories. A man who said he's a pastor in the Houston area told an onlooker he was just doing what he thought was right as he walked in chest-high water, checking at least 5 submerged cars on a flooded freeway for anyone trapped inside. He ignored warnings that it was too dangerous. He says, since church was canceled, he decided to go out and help those in need. CBS News says at one point he climbed on top of a black SUV with tinted windows to get a better look, shouting to see if anyone was trapped inside. Fortunately, no one was. A man named Brian Robertson ran back to his car to grab a rope, ready to throw it to the man if needed. Mr. Robertson says he never got the man's name, but he posted the images of the man's rescue efforts on Facebook. They went viral. Now people in Houston are looking for him to thank him or donate to his church. Mr. Robertson said someone vowed to drive 7 hours just to visit that church. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.